It was the toughest day. I mean, the weather was, there was lots of snow that day. And so we had fresh powder. It just kept snowing all morning into the afternoon. So it was just constantly snow and fresh powder over top of that. And so I was thinking to myself, okay, this is going to be a really tough day because you need a lot of power. You need a lot of power to push through the powder. It wasn't like the day before where it was, you know, almost like a sheet of ice where you can just glide right through. That day was, I mean, we started at 10 and ended at around 1. So it was like almost like a marathon of series of going into the next stage of rounds to getting into the final. And I knew it was going to be tough. And so I needed to find energy in a different way. And so I found energy through my family. You know, having my family there meant the most to me. And winning a silver, almost missing the goal by 0.014. It was such a good race, and it was such a close race, and I was exhausted and relieved and happy and excited. It was definitely more of an emotional moment for me, just having, my family there and actually getting a medal.
Are you always constantly motivated for the next thing, or are you able to reflect a bit and relax and just look what I've accomplished in the last several months?
I have, you know, like this week, I mean, training's been really tough this week, been having 2 days because I'm crazy and I wanted to do the London-Boston Marathon. But, you know, right after Sochi, those couple of days, I really did take time to myself and really enjoyed the moment and reflected back on how wonderful everything was. I mean, it took a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and even a courage to take the risk of a new sport.
And I'm wondering, too, what you've been able to do for the press that has brought to the Paralympics or wheelchair athletes.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Paralympic and marathon sport has definitely grown with several athletes. And I think it's wonderful that that the media is getting involved and wanting to know more. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what these athletes can do and the sport itself. I mean, it's watching wheelchair racing is very cool because you don't know what can happen in races. Someone could have a flat tire. The pack can change, and the pack goes, people take turns and being up front, and it's just tactically very cool.
Your mom said you were on a 23-mile, I think, run today. Is that pretty typical?
Sort of. We're building volume for the London Marathon and Boston Marathon. But, I mean, it's very typical for us to, run over 100 miles a week. It's very typical. And it's amazing that, you know, I look back and I'm like, wow, my body did this. That's amazing.